Take a breath with me. Remember I said in the third dimension, time was past and future. Breath was stopped at the top of the breath and the bottom of the breath. In present time, fourth dimension, where we're all playing right now, we want to convert that breath, that time frame, into present time. And the fastest way to get everyone into present time is with this breath. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about this, where the threes come in here in a minute, and about the importance of our breath. The other thing we're going to talk about here on this call is, where do I end and where does the world begin? Where does the movie that I can just watch, where does all of that begin? How do I shift myself from being in effect of those that still play in invalidation and lack of permission? How do I maneuver myself around so I'm not in effect of them, the thems out there? So today's, the purpose of today's call is to get us into present moment, having some tools to manage ourselves, and then to step into some practicing with these tools that we're going to teach. So take a breath. I started out as a high school mathematics teacher. So this little piece I'm going to give you comes from the math world, but it's very much part of sacred geometry. And as we manage ourselves, sacred geometry is very much a part of this. There are what are called platonic solids. There are five platonic solids, and by definition, a platonic solid says that all of the lengths of the legs of my diagram or my platonic solid have the same length. All of the angles have the same degree, and all of the faces have the same area. So the first platonic solid is called a tetrahedron. It has a triangle, three. There's that three we talked about. It has a triangular base. And then at the point at the top of that, there's a point so that there are three triangles that are sitting on top of each other, called a tetrahedron. And again, a platonic solid has a definition of all the legs are the same length, all the angles have the same degree, and all the faces have the same area. Another platonic solid is a cube, four sides. So triangle, tetrahedron, three sides. Cube has four sides. And then there's a platonic solid called an octahedron. It's going to be very much part of what we do today. Octahedron has eight sides. Again, all the lines are the same length, all the angles have the same degree, and all the faces have the same area. There are two more, a throwaway knowledge of two more platonic solids. One is called a dodecahedron. It has 12 sides, and there is an icosahedron that has 20 sides. But we're going to start with a tetrahedron, three sides. And how I want to build this in is we're going to choose three words that we can all step into a group agreement on this call. So for the next bit of time that we're sharing, can you allow yourself, first word, can you be allowing, can you allow yourself to have a new experience? Second word, can you be open to new information? And the third word, can you have that concept that there's a possibility that you're going to have shift today with these tools that I'm going to teach? So, triangle as your base with one leg that says allowing, one leg that is open to all the possibility, and on the other leg that you're open to new possibility, to newness, new information. So that right in the center of that triangle, if you will, you can put the word success, that you will feel some success today. So again, we have a base. Now think about it. If I'm looking at 2 points, if I have a bicycle, 2 legs, 2 points of stability, if I let go of that bicycle that has 2 points of stability, it's going to fall over. If I have a chair cube that we were talking about, the chair has 4 points of stability. It's very solid. But between the bicycle with 2 points of stability and the chair that has 4 points of stability, you have that first platonic solid that has that triangular base that has 3 points of stability. Take a breath with me. And if you're in agreement, would you step into the class now? We're fully in now. Fully step into this agreement that says, I can be open to new information. I can allow myself to have a new experience, and I'm open to the possibility that what I'm learning today is going to allow me to have success. And I'm watching the energy on the call. It's literally taken a half an hour to get all of the energy together to this point. Really, class is really just now beginning. So welcome to class. On 12-12-12, 3-3-3, that tetrahedron, that first point of stability, the doorway was closed to the rigidity of the third dimension of consciousness. So let me just tell you, there are 4 levels of consciousness. The first level of consciousness, where none of you are playing, all right, if you're on this call, you've already passed this one, but you'll relate to this level of consciousness. On this level of consciousness, it sounds like I don't know what I don't know. Another way of hearing that is I'm unconscious of being unconscious. A good visual of that is an ostrich that sticks its head in the ground. All right? We can look by and go, wow, ostrich has its head in the ground, but that being does not know. Unconscious of being unconscious, I don't know what I don't know. Again, none of us are there. How do I know that? You're on this phone call. So, you know, pat yourself on the back. We've evolved at least to that part. But another level of consciousness says, I know what I don't know. And many of us have played here for a very long time. I know what I don't know. Another way of saying that is I'm conscious of where all the areas where I'm unconscious. And this is going to come into play when you go practice the tools you're going to learn today. You can come back in a week and tell me, wow, I forgot to put my rose up, or I forgot to take a breath. I don't know if I had a grounding cord on. But the beautiful part about it is you are conscious. You are very aware that you weren't practicing your tool. So pat yourself on the back. That's a level of awareness. Take a breath. A good visual of this one is take back to your very first car. My first car was a Volkswagen Beetle, and the engine was in the back. You could literally pop open the trunk. You could see the distributor cap. You knew where the spark plugs were. You knew where the oil filter was. You could unscrew it. You knew where how to empty. I knew how to empty the drip pan to change my own oil and put the new filter in. Very, very easy engine. Today I drive a Nissan Maxima, and I open up the lid on the roof on that guy. I have no clue what I'm looking at. Everything's hidden. It's buried. You know, they could poke around and say, well, if you look here and you turn your head sideways and you tilt yourself up upside down and then twist around like a robot, oh, there's the oil filter. Or the only way you can get to it is if you have the car raised up on a one of those raising up thingies, and the guys on the call are probably laughing at me with those raising devices. But I know what I don't know. The third level of consciousness says, I don't know what it is I do know. And my friends, this is where many of us are right now. We have no idea how truly magnificent we are. We have no idea how big and how significant we are. And this class that I would like to invite you into called Create Your Personal Power Field, the work that I'd like to invite you in that's called Mastering Your Alchemy, in this body of work, you literally open up to your higher self. You merge with your soul. You begin to know what you know. You know what your soul knows. But right now, in this moment, we're at that level of consciousness that says, I don't know all it is about myself that I do know. And I'm going to come back to this one. This one's really, really large. And as you continue to play with me, where we want to step into is that level of consciousness that says, I know what I know. I'm conscious of being conscious. I choose every thought and every emotion with my awareness on. Take a breath. That's truly mastering your alchemy, being able to take a thought and emotion and consciously choose where we want to go. Now, take a breath, because are any of us playing there today on this call? It's what brought you here. It's like, wow, I'm not mastering every thought. I'm not mastering every emotion. I'm getting bombarded by the emotions of people around me. I'm being affected by the fire that just blew through. I lost all my property. I am being affected by the fact that I just walked out of a hospital room and my friend was diagnosed with XYZ. But I'm there, and I'm the one that's in effect of all of the emotion that happened in the hospital room. Or I'm the one that's being in effect of a person who walks in the room and is very angry, or they're acting out their emotion, and I took it on myself. So I came here today so that I could learn how to have separation. So take a breath. Tool number one, taking a breath. So a little bit a while ago, I talked about third dimensional of consciousness, where time was past and future. And when we breathed in third dimensional consciousness, the breath is very staccatic. You take a breath, hold it at the top, hold it at the bottom. So where I'd like everyone to participate now, would you consciously bring your mind to your breathing, and would you consciously take an in-breath and breathe it in through your nose and breathe it out through your mouth? Breathe it in through your nose, breathe it out through your mouth, but more importantly, would you allow the inhale to roll into the exhale, and allowing that exhale to roll into the inhale. So try that for three more circular breaths, just allowing the inhale to roll into the exhale and the exhale to roll into the inhale. That brings you right into present moment. And I'd like you to focus on your breathing while I re-trigger again and talk about thoughts and emotions. Because the second tool I want to teach you is called a grounding cord. And the grounding cord's purpose is to siphon off, to remove from you, those thoughts and emotions that are not yours. Right? You can keep the ones that are there for a value, but the ones that are not yours, like the boss coming in and saying, you're not good enough for what I'm looking for. The person who comes up and says, are you kidding me? You're wearing that outfit today? To the daughter or son that says to the parent, I don't like you. You're not doing it right. You're not parenting me right. Those very hurtful thoughts, comments, they have a charge on them. They're very electrical. So part of this grounding cord that we're going to create here in a moment has a straight line, and that straight line has one purpose, and that one purpose is to siphon off all of those electrical thoughts, those thoughts that have quite the charge on them. So take that circular breath. And emotions. Emotions are magnetic. And we are, as a human being, we are and have an electromagnetic field around us. Right now, the electromagnetic field that's around most people walking around has not been restructured, returned on. And that's where these tools are leading us to a pathway to be able to turn that structure back on so that we can be masterful of our power field, that we can be commanding of our presence, that we can be very capable and try on words like, I'm certain in my field, I'm senior, I'm the person of authority in my power field. And until we turn that on, until we lay that platform out, we're still being bombarded by the thoughts and emotions of others. So take that circular breath. Emotions. Emotions come like a team. It's like if you've ever watched a sugar, like you put a sugar cube down on the ground and you see the ants, like they all pile up on the sugar cube. That's what emotions do. I was on a phone call yesterday, and this gal was telling me they had put some bait in a barn. They were trying to capture a raccoon, and they had all of these little cameras going on to see when the raccoon actually was coming, because it was going to be dark. And they had all these cameras on. They saw all this, heard all this noise. So they're watching from the house on the camera, and all this scurrying. And she said there were hundreds of mice that came out of nowhere in this barn and devoured the hunk of meat they had put out for the raccoon. Never caught the raccoon, but the astonishment was all those mice coming to the feed. Same thing like emotions. We put that emotion out there and they, all the mice, if you will, come to that thought, and the thought is the chunk of meat, and all those mice are surrounding, all those emotions are surrounding that very ineffective thought, that trigger, that thought that was electrical. So tool number two is a grounding cord. We're going to create one. So I'd like you to give yourself permission to play, lots of permission to play. And right out in front of you, would you imagine let's start with a beam of light. Like you'd have a flashlight, beam of light, and about two feet in length. Would you see the top end of the beam of light and the bottom end of the beam of light? And now would you take your non-dominant hand, and there's a purpose I'm having you take your non-dominant hand, would you take your non-dominant hand and just grab onto the top of that beam of light, and would you reach around and would you plug that beam of light into your tailbone? Your tailbone is sitting, it's called your coccyx, right at the base of your spine. Plug that beam of light into that position there and drop it down below your feet. Give a little tug on it. Make sure it's plugged in. Now, use your very creative imagination that around that straight line, would you imagine a coil? Does not matter which direction the coil is going. Just imagine a coil. So now you have a straight line and a coil attached to that tailbone. And there's a very important reason why we put it on your tailbone. We have what are called chakras, or energy centers. And chakra is Sanskrit for energy center, energy wheel. And there are seven main chakras, and we'll go into that more in the power field class. But for today, we're going to focus on just the first one. Seven main energy wheels in the physical body. And the one we just plugged into is called your root or base chakra. And that root or base chakra has a vibration that vibrates at survival. Fight. I have to fight my way out. It's fear-based. Survival. So if we are wanting to have a tool that siphons off all those thoughts and all those emotions that are not ours, it makes sense to have them be anchored into this first chakra that's sitting at, say it with me, survival, fear. I have to fight my way out. Another lovely word here is I freeze. I freeze when I'm in a situation. All right? So the reason we took your non-dominant hand is we're wanting to break a cycle. And if we use your dominant hand, you're still in old pattern. So to break habit, we're using your non-dominant hand, new behavior. Now, right by your right hand, there is an on-off switch and a dial. Would you flip your grounding cord on? And the dial goes from no release to full release. Would you turn that dial on to full release? Allowing yourself to have full release today. Now, would you simply be aware, put your awareness, put your consciousness on your grounding cord and ask yourself, the size that my grounding cord is right now, about the diameter of a beam of light, is that large enough for me to let go of all of these thoughts and these emotions that are bombarding me right now? And be amused. Laugh. So you're a very commanding being. Would you give the command for that grounding cord to now be the size of your hips? Just let it expand out. The coil will expand out to be about the size of your calf. And take three circular breaths where that inhale flows into the exhale and the exhale flows into the inhale. And ask yourself, is this grounding cord big enough? And if it is not, would you give it the command to double its size? So the straight line is double the size of your hips, and the coil is about the size of your thigh, what we call your quadricep. And again, where's your awareness? How does that feel? Can you feel the difference in size? Can you feel the difference in its stability? Now, I'm going to give you the third one. You give the command. How big do you want this? A suggestion that I love playing with is giving the command, just a suggestion. Take it if you like. See it. Play it. Play it. See if it works for you. Give the command for your grounding cord to be three times larger than any emotion or any physical ailment or any thought. Three times larger than that. So that the tube that goes straight down into the center of the earth, where she's looking for, Earth Mother is looking for fertilizer, that straight line's going straight down to where she needs fertilizer, that straight line and that coil are large enough, a big enough diameter, for you to let go. And notice how that feels. Would you follow three circular breaths, that breath that brings you into present time, present moment? Now, this grounding cord is very, very purposeful. Like I said, it has two purposes. It siphons off the thoughts that are not you and the emotions that are not you. Now, why would that be important? As we shifted from In this shift where all of humanity is being raised up to a higher level of consciousness, Mother Earth is also being raised up to her, what we're going to call a Christed planet, a planet that is of pure love, pure thought, pure love. And so as the Earth Mother is shifting, she is going through growth period, and so her growth period looks like changes in the weather and ley lines being shifted. But we're also going through those emotions. And there are two waves of energy that are literally pulsating through Earth. And one of those waves goes concentrically, like if you were to drop a pebble into a pond of water, there are it starts with the drop in the center, and then there's a circle, and then an outer circle, and another outer circle, and another outer circle. That wave expands outward, and it provides knowledge, it provides wisdom, it spreads light, and it allows us to reach a higher level of ourself. So as we are expanding as a human being, as we're letting go of who we're not, we might be bumping up against somebody else that's also letting go of who they are not. So it would be very valuable for us to be able to siphon off some of that energy, that absolutely all of that energy that is absolutely not ours. There's a second wave that's passing through the earth, and this one goes like a north-south kind of deal or an east-west kind of deal. It's a wave, and this one is literally to create harmony. Harmony. So the grounding cord is siphoning off again the thoughts and the emotions that are not yours so that you can achieve and experience harmony as you're also expanding yourself, expanding your knowledge, expanding your awareness of yourself to reach those higher levels, to access those higher levels of who you are as a conscious being. So take a breath. That breath again brings you into present moment. And in present moment, we're at a point where we can create in choice. So another part that allows us to not be fully present is related to those thoughts. And there's thoughts that other people give us, but there's that inner chatterbox. The inner chatterbox I call your analyzer. Some people call it slick. It's that voice that, for me, sits on the right-hand side. Some people, it sits on your left. But I call him slick. These are the thoughts that just keep going. Did I do it right? Oh, how do you feel? I don't feel good. Well, I should lay down. Well, I'm going to argue with that. That's not how I believe. Did I do it right? Did you like me? Did you like me? Will they like me? Ooh, maybe I should do that. Ooh, I think I should eat that. It's non-stop. It's the part that likes to argue for its limitation. Let's say that again. The rational mind likes to argue for its limitation. And the rational mind really, truly only has two purposes. It is meant to keep you safe, and it's meant to allow you to fit in. It was never meant to run the show. So I'd like you to teach you a third tool, and the third tool is called the center of your head. And I'm going to tell you right now, the only one that is, should be in the center of your head is you. So let's find it first, and then I'll teach you how to clean it out. So if you take your fingers and take your pointer fingers like you're going to have a little antenna, and would you point your fingers towards the ceiling? Now, would you take those fingers and put them right on your sides of your head, on your temples? And now raise your elbows so that your temples, those pointer fingers, are facing each other so that you can literally draw a line through your head from your left finger through your head to your right finger. Very good. Now, remove your hands. Pull them now where you have your finger on the front of your forehead, on the back of your head. And again, would you draw a line from one finger through the skull to the back of the head? Now take your hands down, and now with your eyes closed, again, would you pretend that you can feel that finger sitting on your temple? Would you again draw the line from the left point of your temple to the right temple, and from the front of your head to the back of your head? And right where those two lines intersect is called your center of your head. Would you be there now? And just notice if anyone else is in the center of your head. The only one that should be there is you. You can command them out. You can sweep them out. My favorite is to take one of those fire hoses, turn it on full blast, and blast them out, clearing all of their residue out of the center of your head. It's kind of fun, too, watching them, woo, as they fly away, fly out of the center of your head. And now that it is clean, would you claim it and say, mine, my center of my head? And just a clue here, anytime you're confused, you can't make a decision, check the center of your head. There's usually somebody else that's tried to climb into the center of your head. So we have three tools right now. Being in the center of your head where only you belong, a grounding cord that siphons off those thoughts and emotions that are not yours, and a circular breath that brings you into present time, present moment. So would you simply sit there for a moment and just notice how differently you feel right now, grounded, owning the center of your head, and breathing yourself into present moment. Notice the shift in your body when you took that grounding cord and expanded it. Just notice how the body shifts. Would you be pleased with yourself? New knowledge came in. You're allowing yourself to have an experience. Now, are you ready for another tool? Yes, yes, please. There is a concept that says a higher, faster vibration will absorb a lower, slower vibration. Higher, faster will absorb lower, slower. Okay, just keep that in mind here. So everything has a vibration. No matter what we're talking about, everything has a vibration. Emotions have a vibration. We know the vibration of being sad. We know it's a real low, slow vibration. We can feel that, very slow vibration. Anger has a low vibration. Where it, laughter, if you're around laughter, it has a happier, higher pulsating vibration. It's a uplifting vibration. So that concept of a higher, faster vibration absorbing a lower, slower vibration is we're going to use now with this next tool. So I said everything has a vibration. We measure a vibration in megahertz. Shame and blame. At some point of our lives, each of us has been blamed for something. And maybe we blamed ourselves for something. But for many of us, there's been shame in we made a poor decision or shame in something that we may have experienced in our lives, and we took that emotion and held on to that emotion. Very low vibration. So shame and blame, we've had something like that. That vibrates at 10 or 20 megahertz. Very low, dense vibration. Our bodies vibrate at around 58 to 62 megahertz. Whenever we're sick, we have the flu. Usually the flu and a cold will come in around 52 megahertz. Acceptance is around 132 megahertz. But the oil of a rose, for those of you who play in essential oils, the oil of a rose vibrates at 320 megahertz. So we're going to use a rose, the flower a rose, higher, faster vibration to absorb a lower, slower vibration. All right, so when you've seen the pictures come out about the tools we're doing today, it's like I have roses everywhere. That's why we use the rose. It's because it's a higher vibration from what we're going to do today. So take a breath with me. Again, that breath brings you into present moment. Be aware of your grounding cord. Again, that grounding cord has a straight line and a coil. And that straight line siphons off all those thoughts that are electrical and the emotions that are magnetic. And if someone says, well, I don't think my emotions magnetize to each other, if you want them to be singularly, your grounding cord will still take off a singular emotion. But my experience is emotions come as a pack. They're very magnetic. They're sticky. They're gooey. So take that circular breath. And again, be in the center of your head where only you belong. Now, would you follow three circular breaths with me? And since we're in kindergarten, would you simply imagine, bring to your mind's eye, or right in front, if you were to imagine you're looking at a television screen, would you create the image of a rose in front of you? For those of you lucky enough to have a bouquet of roses in your home, turn and look at your bouquet of roses. Or if you have a rose out in your yard, just bring to mind a beautiful rose. Higher vibration, and again, we're going to use this higher vibration to absorb lower and slower. But this beautiful rose, we're also going to use this as a point of reference to where you as a spiritual being end and where someone else begins. So just notice, if you've ever been in a meeting or a room and there were certain people that got too close to you, or you're walking down a hallway and you noticed you wanted to take a step to the right of the hallway or down the street, there were just certain energies like, wow, that person is way too close. There's certain dialects, wrong word for me, nationalities that they love. That's how they communicate. It's to literally be in your face. They nose to nose is how they communicate. But from an energetic perspective, it's like, whoa, you're way too close for me. So we're going to find right now where that point is. And if you were in person, we would be doing this a different way. But since we're all on the phone, what I'd like you to do is to simply take your hand, and let's start with your non-dominant hand again. Would you stretch your non-dominant hand out in front of you as far as you can reach? Now, would you simply turn your palm in? Right there, where you're looking at your four fingers, your palm facing in, right there is where we're going to, for purposes of this exercise, say this is where your energy ends. And you are only responsible from what is from those fingers into your heart. That's yours to own. So would you create a rose, that rose you saw out in front of you, would you create a beautiful rose, and would you plant it right there in front of you? With the intention, consciously with the intention that says, right here where this rose is, that's the edge of my aura. And anything on the outside of that rose is mine to observe. Like a movie, when we go to a movie, we're sitting in a chair, there's a movie screen above us, we watch the movie, we can enjoy the movie, we can laugh with the movie, cry with the movie, but we're not part of the movie. We're sitting in our chair, watching the screen. You're standing in your heart. You're standing in your body watching the movie that's on the outside of that rose. Take a breath. Be in present time with me, present moment. I'm only responsible for what is on the inside of those roses. That inside from that rose to my heart is what I'm responsible for. Now, the beautiful part here is we don't walk around just facing forward. That rose spins around you 360 degrees. But let's be very conscious here. Would you take that rose that's out in front of you and would you create a duplicate of it? Same size, same color. Now would you take your non-dominant hand and would you place that, now let me rephrase that. Everyone take it with your left hand. And would you take that duplicate rose and would you place it and plant it on your left side? Very good. Now would you duplicate the rose in front of you and grab it with your right hand and place it now on your right side. Would you duplicate that rose in front of you? And would you turn around and place it behind you? Would you duplicate the rose in front of you? Would you put it above your head? And one more time, would you duplicate that rose? And would you put it below your feet? Wow. Now, feel this. Allow yourself to feel this. Here I am. I am sitting inside these 6 points of awareness, and all I'm responsible for is what's on the inside of these 6 roses, these 6 points of awareness. Everything on the outside is mine to observe. Take a breath. Bring it into present time. Would you allow yourself to feel the sense of containment within these 6 roses? When we started the workshop, we talked about the platonic solids, and we started with that tetrahedron that has a 3 base, and those words that we created in agreement of being open to new ideas, the possibility of shift, and allowing myself to have a new experience. But we also talked about the octahedron. For those of you who say, yes, these tools that we're learning today really have value for me and I want to build on them, we will literally construct the octahedron that starts right where you're sitting right now. Because the octahedron has a point in front, a point behind, a point on the left, a point on the right, a point above, and a point below. So these 6 roses that you just planted are the foundation for where we take a step into your sacred geometry. And that sacred geometry, the octahedron, is the antenna that allows you to dial into the frequency that allows you to communicate with your higher self. We have work to do to get there, but this is the structure that you just built right now, this body of roses. So let's review what you've learned. You're taking a breath that brings you into present time, present moment, fourth dimension of consciousness, present moment. And that breath is a circular breath where the inhale rolls into the exhale, and the exhale rolls into the inhale. So just practice 3 of those consciously. Again, breathing in through your nose, allowing that flow from the inhale to flow into that exhale, present moment. You're sitting in the center of your head that you obtained by drawing a line from the left side of your temple through your skull to the right side of your temple, and from the front of your head to the back of your head, and where those 2 lines intersect. Would you be in the center of your head? And your grounding cord that is comprised of a straight line and a coil that's attached to your first chakra. It's turned on, it's on full release, and you gave the command. How large do you want your grounding cord to be? The size of your hips, double your hips, or 3 times larger than any emotion that you are dealing with. Now, for those of you who have animals or you deal with animals, my animals know how to ground. It's very easy to show them how to ground. Straight line and coil. But I use these roses that we just put around you. They know how to be inside of their 6 points of awareness as well. And the other thing I use roses for is when I have cats, and we go outside for limited periods of time. They're definitely indoor cats. But when we go outside, I build a perimeter for them that says, here's where you get to play. inside these roses that I'm planting around for you, you get to play. You don't get to be on the outside. And I would say usually 98% of the time, they work. 98% of the time. Every once in a while, my little male, sees a bird or sees a squirrel or sees something that catches his awareness, and all his tools fall away. But then look at us. How many times when we practice, and something catches our awareness, and all of our tools fall away? That would be that level of consciousness where we know what we don't know. We're very aware that we let our tools go. So kind of giggle in those moments. Be amused with yourself. Be kind with yourself. And bring yourself back to present moment with the breath. Be aware of your grounding cord. That straight line that removes all of the thoughts that are electrical. And the coil that siphons off the emotions that are magnetic. Would you be aware of the point that delineates where I end and where the world begins? Just find it. It's right out in front of you. If you want to, touch it again and view the rose that's sitting in front of you, the rose to your left, the rose to your right, the rose behind you, the rose above you, and the rose below you. Would you have that sense of containment? Now, as you're sitting in this energy, because I want you to integrate here, I'm going to give you another little piece of information. We are at a point where it is absolutely essential for the masculine and the feminine energies on our planet to be in balance. It is essential. And as we do this work, this mastering of alchemy, a statement you will hear me say over and over is do this work 100% for your spiritual growth. 100% for your spiritual growth. And then 100% in service to another. So if it is essential for every living being on this planet to balance the masculine and feminine energies, begin with you. When we come into this power field class, we will be balancing the masculine and feminine aspects of our spiritual selves. Masculine energy is all comprised of straight lines and angles. Feminine energy, the aspects of feminine energy, is all swirls, it's flow. The masculine energy is the structure that provides for the feminine flow of energy. Again, masculine energy is straight lines and angles. Feminine energy is flow, beauty, kindness, well-being, feminine energy. So when we started our call, we talked about the octahedron. We talked about the sacred geometries. We talked about the fact that all platonic solids, the five of them, are comprised of straight lines and angles. And by definition of platonic solid, all the lines have the same length, all the angles have the same degree, and all the faces have the same area. All right, just let that roll as you're breathing in circular pattern, allowing yourself to integrate with these tools that you have, being contained within your six roses. Those six roses, we are going to connect those points of awareness and create the straight lines and the angles that comprise the sacred geometry called the octahedron. Again, that octahedron is your antenna that allows you to communicate, dial into the frequency in flow with your higher self. We'll build on that octahedron to really truly build your power field around you. But right here, this blending, this balancing your masculine energy with your feminine energy, the masculine and feminine aspects of who you are as a divine being of all that is, You just put those 6 points around you that we will connect. So take a breath. Be pleased with yourself. You have begun 100% for my spiritual growth. I'm within my six roses. And again, I'm only responsible for what's on the inside. Everything on the outside is mine to view. Now, if you guys are willing, let's do some work. So we have the grounding cord. Again, the grounding cord is going to siphon off those thoughts and emotions. Our 6 points of awareness say, here's where I end and where I begin. But let's clean off some of what we're all holding on the inside of that field, what we can call an aura. And we're going to use the rose again. But let's pick a different color of rose to work with than the one you have sitting out in front of you. So whatever color your roses are right now, just notice what color you made them. Would you allow your eyelids to simply close? We're going to work for a good 12 minutes here. Good 12 minutes. Would you create a white rose on the inside of those six? Does it matter it's white? Absolutely not. I'm just trying to create a color that you're not working with right now. Remember that concept that something that is higher and faster will absorb that which is lower and slower. So we have a rose that's on the inside of your other six. It's on the inside of your aura. Would you now, from the center of your head, breathing in a circular format, circular pattern, would you give the command to this rose to collect up all the energy around when you have been blamed? Someone blamed you. It might have happened when you were a little child. You spilt your milk. You were blamed. Or if you have a big brother or big sister, they blamed you for something they did. The dog threw something off, but you got blamed. Happened a lot when you were growing up. You were blamed. Allow the rose to collect up the energy. Remember, higher, faster vibration, 320 megahertz, is going to absorb the lower, slower shame, blame, which is around 10 to 20 megahertz. So just allow the rose, again, to collect up out of your physical body, out of your emotional body, out of your mental body, all those energies that you're still holding on to at that vibration called blame. And just notice what's happening to the rose. It might be changing color. It might be falling apart. It might be duplicating and having 25 roses there collecting up all the blame. Just allow it. Observe it. Take a breath. Be in present moment. Now, would you create a second rose right next to this, a second white rose? Would you give the command to this second rose to collect up all the energy of when you blamed yourself? The teacher, preacher wasn't blaming you. The mother, father wasn't blaming you. The sister wasn't blaming you. But you blamed yourself. I did it wrong. I did it wrong. So I'm going to hurt myself with blame. Just allow that rose to collect up all that energy of where you did it to yourself. And breathe. Would you create a third rose? Would you give this rose the command to collect up all that energy that's still within your field of when you blamed someone else? you became the perpetrator. I blame you for this. You did this. All that energy, all those thoughts, all that energy, would you allow to simply go into this rose? Allow the rose to do the work. Take a breath. Now, would you give yourself permission to just observe those three roses? Walk around it if you have to. This is all the energy you've been holding in your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body. What, do you want to hang on to it anymore? Or would you like to let it go? I'm all for let's let it go. So the fastest way to let all this energy go is to break it down to its smallest particle. And that smallest particle is called an adamantine particle. It cannot be divided by anything else. Adamantine particle. And lovingly, we have a great device called blow it up. So you could put a firecracker under it, dynamite under it, C4 under it, blow up those roses. Let them dissipate into their smallest particle, that adamantine particle, and all that energy will now go down your grounding cord, that straight line and coil that's going straight down into the center of the Earth Mother, where she needs fertilizer. And would you take a breath to bring yourself into present moment? Would you create another rose? Would you give the command to this rose to collect up the energy of when you were denied? You were denied. You asked for something. You asked for permission to be able to do something. And you were denied. Let the rose collect up the energy. It looks like a few of you on the call are holding a lot of this in your liver. So would you allow the rose to collect up all the denial where you've been denied out of your liver? And another place this usually hits is in the transverse colon. You were denied. All that pain, that anguish, all the thoughts and emotions, let the rose collect up when you were denied. Take a breath. And would you create a second rose? Would you give the command to this rose to collect up the energy of when you denied yourself? This one happens a lot of, I can't buy that for myself. I can't have that lovely vacation. We tell ourselves, I can't or I shouldn't. We should on ourselves. You simply allow this rose to collect up all that energy from the moment that you were conceived until present time where you denied yourself. Now would you create a third rose? Would you give this rose the command to collect up the energy of when you denied another? Please, can I go do that? No. Can I try this on? Can I get that degree? Can I go stay with my friends overnight? Well, things that teenagers do. Can I drive your car? And there's, well, sometimes the denial was very, very good. You needed to happen. So look at all the energy on that. It doesn't necessarily have to be a like bad thing. Just you denied someone and had a good reason. Allow the rose to collect up all that denial. Again, just observe all this. This is what's been sitting in your field, inside of your six roses. You've been walking around with this. It's time to let it go. It's time to manage your own space that's inside of those six points of awareness. So a second way that you can reduce this energy down to its smallest particle, called an adamantine particle, is to burn it up, put it in a flame. So your choice, you can either blow it up or you can burn it up. Big, huge bonfire. Flame, there's some things that the flames, the only way the seed will actually open up to different growth is by fire. But that energy of the fire elemental, being able to bring that heat and that ignition, burn this down to its smallest particle, that adamantine particle, allowing all the ash to go down the grounding cord that's siphoning off all the thoughts, all the emotions that were attached to all of that energy. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Allow yourself to be in this present time, this present moment, by taking a breath, that circular breath that brings you right here, right now, as you sit inside those six roses. That say, here's where I end and you begin. And I'm only responsible for what's on the inside. And I want to clean this up again. I want to clean one more round here. Just notice where in your body you're still holding pain. Just right now, we're not going to clean everything up for you today, but we've begun. Notice where you're holding pain in your body. Would you create a rose? And would you give the command to that rose to collect up the energy of when you were denied love? Different than the denial we just came out of. This one's a big one. If I want to be here for my own personal growth so that I can be in service to another, I've got to learn to love myself. So let's go clean up that energy of where someone else said, I cannot love you. Who denied you love? Where did they deny you love? What was the circumstances they denied you love? Maybe it was your very first romantic encounter. And you were so harmonically in love with them, and they denied you love. Maybe it was the mother that did not know how, in her ignorance, she did not know how to love you. The person who took away your dignity and your sexuality, they denied you the true essence of love. They denied you lots, but they pulled their love from you. The teacher, the preacher, whoever was in your world that denied you that purity of love, would you allow that rose to collect up that energy? Big one here. And while that rose is collecting, would you create a second rose? Be amused at how big this one gets, how much this one decays. When you give the command to this rose to collect up all the energy of when you refused to love yourself. You denied yourself the ability to stand in front of a mirror and say, I love you. I really, really love you. See, we go up to a mirror, we go, I could love you if only. We apply that condition. That's third dimension. That third dimension of consciousness that was rigid, inflexible. The duality. But we're letting that go because we are a higher level of being. And right here, right now, in that present breath that you're breathing right here, take a breath. Be in present moment. Give the command to that rose to collect up all that energy of when you denied yourself loving the most amazing being you are. And would you pull that energy out of your second chakra, that second energy source that sits about 2 fingers below your belly button. I denied myself loving myself. I denied myself approving of myself. Would you allow all that to go into the rose? And take a breath. Allow the tears to flow freely if that's what's happening for you. Whew, take a breath. Big energy. Would you create a third rose? And give this third rose the command to collect up the energy of where you denied love to another. And sometimes it was appropriate. Sometimes it was you and your ignorance, you and your innocence, you and your trying to figure it outness. It doesn't matter. Simply allow that rose to collect up the energy of where you denied another. And it looks like for those of you on the call, you need to pull this out of your spine. A lot of energy sitting in the lower back, L4, L5, right in the sacrum, where you denied love. And again, call forth this out of your liver. The liver is the detoxer of the body. Allowing the liver to let this go. Take a breath. And now your choice. Would you like to blow up those roses? Would you like to burn those roses up? One of those two, allowing all that residue to now go down the grounding cord. I'm going to ask your permission to go a little bit longer here because I need to fill you in. This was a big piece of work that just happened. So if you can, would you stay on the call for a little bit longer here? Would you take a breath? Would you notice how differently your body feels? How much lighter your body feels? And would you be pleased with yourself? I did good. We don't want to leave you with this openness, this vacuum, because it's a place for it to fill back in. So if we're going to fill in, and we're in present moment, and we're at choice, let's choose what vibration we want to come back into our body. So here's another tool for you. This was an unplanned tool. Here's another tool for you. I call this tool the golden sun. So above your head, would you imagine a big ball of light, a big golden sun? Would you give the command to that ball to go to the edges of the universe? And collect up the energy around appreciation. All the places that you get to appreciate you, would you give the command to that golden ball to go to the edges of the universe and collect up all of your self-appreciation? I appreciate me. I'm pleased with me. I'm doing it right. I'm doing it good. I'm amazed with myself. That appreciation. And now would you reach up with your non-dominant hand, again, we're breaking habit, would you pop that, all this liquid gold, it's warm liquid gold, sort of like warm honey flowing through and allow all that energy of appreciation to flood into the top of your head, your seventh chakra. It's going to flood through your head. It's going to now come into your body and find the center of every cell of your being, flooding it with appreciation. You just allow that warm liquid gold to come into your ears and your head, your ears, your cheeks, your throat, into your shoulders. That warm liquid gold of appreciation, finding the center of a cell that says, wow, all of me gets to be exploding and laving in this beautiful appreciation. Allowing that liquid gold to come down into your chest cavity now. appreciation. I appreciate me. And as that liquid gold is coming into your body, would you put a second gold sun above your head? Would you give it the command to go collect up the energy around validation? High, beautiful vibration. Validation. Self-validation. As that appreciation is now coming into your chest cavity and your abdominal wall, filling in your liver, your gallbladder, your pancreas, your kidneys, your heart, your lungs, all of those organs filling in, appreciating what these organs do in your body. Would you reach up with your non-dominant hand and would you pop that golden sun that is loaded with validation? Allowing the validation to now swirl in through and around, mixing in with all of that appreciation. I can appreciate myself. I can validate myself. As the appreciation comes into your hip area, your groin, your butt, the lower cavity of your body, coming into your thighs, as the validation comes into your chest area, filling in the heart and the lungs with validation. And would you put a third gold sun above your head? And would you give the command to this third gold sun to go collect up all that energy around, I like me. And for those of you who already are at I like me, can you go to that level of I love me? I like me. I love me. Breathe. Make it real. Present moment. Choosing in this present moment the vibration you want to bring into your body, into your physical being, into your aura, inside your six roses. I choose right now to stand in love. I choose to be validated. I choose to stand in self-appreciation. And would you pop that self-love, that self-like, I like me. And allow that beautiful golden energy to swirl in through and around your validation, your appreciation. And just notice now that the appreciation gold is coming down your thighs, coming down your calves. It's going to come out your toes, and it's going to touch that rose that's below your feet, and it's going to turn it gold. Woohoo! Check me out. My roses are gold as that validation is now coming down the lower extremities, as that love is swirling through in and around every cell, mixing, dancing, embracing. You are a beautiful, beautiful golden globe of light as all that energy comes out your nose, your ears, your fingers, your toes, and floods into all of those roses around you, turning the roses in front and behind, in left and right, turning them gold. Allowing that energy to flood around you as it's coming through you, in you, through you, outside you, around you, appreciation. Validation, love, love of myself, 100% for my personal growth, so that I can be in service to another. Allowing all that energy to flood around, touching those six roses, all the way to the rose above your head, turning it gold. Consciously aware. Would you make your body real? Move your fingers, move your toes. Make your body real. In a moment, I'm going to turn the phone line on so that if you choose to, you can share what this experience is that you're feeling right now. What does it feel like? What do you notice? So just make your body real. If you have the ability, stand up into this gold. Would you own all of it? stretch your arms out while you're standing as far as you can. Be inside of those six roses. Walk around it and notice that no matter how you walk around the room you're in right now, every step you take is in appreciation. It's in validation. It's in love. It's in within these 6 points. And you know right here, right now, even say it out loud to yourself, I am only responsible for what's inside these 6 roses. And I stand in my self-love. I stand in my validation. I appreciate myself. Would you follow that circular breath while you're walking around? Circular breath, present moment breath. Notice there's the world outside those 6 roses. And you can look at it, you can observe it, and you choose from where you're sitting right now, how do I in this moment choose to respond or engage with what's on the outside of those roses? So take a breath. Notice you're still in the center of your head. Grounded with a straight line and coil within 6 amazing roses right now. You guys look amazing. So take a breath. I'm going to open up the line so you can ask questions or give feedback on how you're feeling. I will say that the more you talk about your experience, the more you will anchor it in for yourself. And so I'm going to open up the line and then we'll see where we take this from here. So I did that weird. I turned the recording off and I shouldn't have. I meant to take you off mute. So silly me, oops. But we're still inside 6 roses, so it's all good. So I have everybody off mute so that you can speak. And so the floor is open. Whoever would like to talk about what this experience was like, to learn the tools, to be inside your 6 roses, whatever you would like to share, the floor is open for you. I believe I have everybody off mute.
Nadine, this is Greg. Can you hear me?
I can. Hi. Hello.
Hello. I think what I'd like to share at this point is the experience of gratitude for your ability to, first of all, for your generosity of offering us to learn these and experiment and play around with these, but also your ability to articulate, to share from clearly your experience and your heart what you're offering here. And just also the multidimensionality that you offer them so that people can access them in different ways. And I just really, really appreciate it. I feel like I'm oozing with that, and I just want to share that and infuse you with my gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you. My gold will match on your golden.
Okay, well, gold away then.
Gold away.
May it mass on all of our golds.
Absolutely. Gold away. Yeah, very nice. Many times when we do this work, English language seems to not work for people. So just want to, again, give everyone permission to. Everyone is off mute so that you can be heard. If you would like to share your experience, please do share. Okay, well, it looks like that's all that one would like to share with on the call. So I messed up with the recording, and I actually turned the recording off. It's on again right now. I do not know how much is going to be recorded. So I would say I would send you this recording so that you can listen to it again, and it just feels like it's going to be not a good thing for the recording. I think I butchered that. So what I would like to let you know, just as my personal invitation, is this is called the Essential Energy Tools Workshop. And I will send you a follow-up email that has a little questionnaire in it that asks you if you had found value in this. But to also invite you, this is my personal invitation, to invite you into what's called the Create Your Personal Power Field. Today was 4-5 tools that set the foundation up into the body of work called Your Personal Power Field. In that class, it's 21 hours of work, we will go through 25 to 30 processes that literally build your personal power field around you. We turn it on, but then we merge you with your soul. And when we merge you with your soul, you from that point forward begin to operate from the consciousness of the soul. So I will send that invitation out to you. And just so you know, it's coming. And my personal invitation, I would love to have all of you come and participate in that class. So if anyone has, I will stay on the line for any questions you would like to ask. And I'm here for you. If you'd like to ask a question, feel free. The line is still open. Not hearing anything, so if anyone is trying to speak, you shouldn't have to push star 6 because I had you unmuted. All right, I hear no questions, so thank you all for participating. I will end this call now, and within a few moments you'll get a follow-up email that says thank you for participating and a little questionnaire for you to fill out. So thank you so much for joining me and playing with your day. I appreciate your attendance. Have a great day.